Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We are in the New Testament. We're in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. What in the world is this passage teaching us? Well, really, it's teaching us not to compare ourselves to others. But let's be honest, we do that all the time, don't we? From appearance to attitudes, from education to experience, from clothes to cars to career, we like to see how we're matching up with those around us. But here's the problem. The exercise leaves us at one end or the other end of the spectrum of pride, either one end or the other of the spectrum of pride. We feel either on one side holier than thou or on the other end, woe is me. Comparing ourselves to others is a lose-lose proposition. So the remedy is found in today's passage. Each one should test his own work. At the end of the day, I'm going to stand before God to give an account for what he's given me. How have I used the gifts, the time, the money, the opportunities that he's given me? Other people have been given different backgrounds, different gifts, different experiences, different opportunities, but I don't have to answer for them. The accounting before God will be very personal. Secondly, each person should boast in his or her personal actions. Taking pride in what I do is not a bad thing as long as I understand the source and focus of my actions. Anything I do worthwhile is empowered by the Holy Spirit with the purpose of bringing honor to God. So when I submit to the Spirit's control for the purpose of honoring God, that's something for which I can be appropriately proud, Paul says. When we compare ourselves to others, our progress is either paralyzed or puffed up. Our end goal should always be Christ-likeness. And we have a long way to go on that one, don't we? Here are a couple talking points. Ask God to help you focus on his work in your life. What does he want you to do? What gifts and experience has he given you? Help him to ask God to help you focus on those things. And then secondly, ask God to help you teach. And remember, teach means to show and tell. Help you teach your children the important truth of focusing on their uniqueness and identity in Christ. So Father, please keep me from falling into the trap of comparing myself to others. May you always be the focus and standard of my thoughts, words, and actions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.